My name is Claire Young, and we're here at Santa Teresa Spirituality Center. I'm mixing up some prints so I can do my day's work here today.
And what is your day's work?
Painting crosses. I've got a big order of crosses to do, and I'm doing something special today.
For the past 6 years, Indigenous women like Claire Young have gathered in the remote Santa Teresa community in Central Australia to paint religious crosses. Everyone is unique and brightly coloured, painted on a clay base in the traditional ginger porter style with circles and dots. So far, they've made more than 23,000 crosses for parishioners both in Australia and around the world. Some have even made their way to the Vatican City.
What is it that you enjoy doing when you're painting?
The peacefulness, without the hustle and bustle of the community life outside. Peace and quiet in here.
You're here quite early.
I always come early.
Get your day's work done.
Yeah.
Can you describe what's in front of you here?
All my paints are all in colours, and my water and my paintbrushes ready for the day.
And what sort of paint do you use?
Acrylic paint.
And we've got one cross in front of us here. Describe to me this story on this cross.
It really hasn't got a story. It's just like looking at a bird's eye view of things, of the land, you know, the country around us.
And is every cross different that you paint?
Yes, it is.
How do you come up with the ideas?
From my heart.
What does your heart say?
How to do it and what colours to use. There's ochre, that's the colour of the earth, and the black, that's the colour of the people, and orange, colour of the desert, the yellow.
Hello, I'm Emma Haskin. Santa Teresa is a former Catholic mission, about 80 kilometres from Alice Springs. The church still plays an important role in this community, and the Spirituality Centre, where we are today, is a hub for the residents. Sister Liz Weemers is the parish assistant here at Santa Teresa. She's been involved in the Santa Teresa Cross Project since the very beginning.
Oh, it's been hugely successful. In that time, we've passed 23,000 crosses. And at the moment, they've got orders amounting up to 170, which they're working on now. Yeah.
Did anyone think it was going to be as successful as it is?
Oh, never, never. And it's really due to the ladies. They have a really strong commitment to it, and they have a real sense that when they, you know, if their crosses are going to India or Turkey or wherever, they have a real sense that they're sending that symbol there. It's really important to them, yeah.
How do you protect the work from these women in terms of what they're painting when it goes overseas and around Australia?
We make it really clear that they're copyright, that these are the Santa Teresa crosses, and that they're copyright. And we also ensure that people who purchase them know that they're original works of art. But it's really important, I think, to protect the women's artwork, because, you know, the whole issue of copyright is a burning issue, particularly with Aboriginal art.
The Santa Teresa Cross Project doesn't just provide employment for these ladies. It's also a good place to catch up and have a chat.
And why did you decide to get involved?
Because it looked like fun. And when you hear with the ladies sitting around on the table, you know, you catch up on the gossip. From around the community, what happened on the weekend and what happens day by day.
We've been talking about these crosses going into other communities in Australia, but what about overseas? Where have they gone?
No, nearly all over the world. Two crosses have gone to Rome, to the Pope, and all the others.
To the Pope?
Yes, to the Pope, to Rome.
How does that make you feel?
Very good, and we're going to get our blessing when we go to heaven. Yeah.
What does that mean for you, one of the artists painting these crosses?
It means that our style of painting and our watercolour painting, and the crosses are sending out like a healing message to people that are receiving crosses, and I hope they like it. I know they like it because they keep on ordering it from us, yeah.
And sending these crosses all over Australia, what does that mean to you, not only as an artist but also a member of Santa Teresa community?
It's very important so people can see how we do things out here, how we really mean what we put on our crosses, and so it can make other people that we send things away to, make them stronger as well in spirit.
Does it send a different message about Indigenous communities to the rest of Australia as well?
I think it does, because by doing paintings, it's from our hearts, instead of the white Australia thinking that Aboriginal people are no good. They can see that some good can come out of what we do, instead of all the negative things they hear on the news and in the newspapers.